League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, Coach?
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Looking at that Oklahoma State game, it's funny. You got two games left. You got Oklahoma State and you got Central Florida. And, boy, did Central Florida put it on them. Oklahoma State have been playing really good. They got Ollie Gordon who can really run the ball. And Oklahoma State is coming in here now, Coach. But what happened to them on Saturday?
Perfect storm. Literally a perfect storm. I mean, they don't think they really knew what they were getting into down there at Central Florida. I mean, those guys are, one, they're pretty good. They're dealing with transition like a bunch of us are here in the Big 12, and they're very talented, and they got a couple of early turnovers, and then it started raining, and it was heavy, you know, and I just think Central Florida handled it a little bit better than Oklahoma State. I think that's one of those games where you just got to kind of discard a little bit because Oklahoma State's really good. That's a hard place to play down there, which we got to do that here in about 12 days, go down there and play Central Florida to wrap up the season, which is always a hard place to play. But Oklahoma State's been, you know, they've been playing pretty good. They're in the race, you know, so they're going to come in ready to play. We got a big challenge ahead of us on Saturday.
Yeah, no question. You had a challenge on Saturday against Cincinnati. The defense played pretty good, although they had, you know, a couple of opportunities. Maybe a couple of things that happened. You had to pick by Donovan that turned into a fumble that you guys got the ball back. But the offense, what happened to the offense on Saturday?
Non-existent in the passing game, which is just odd and unacceptable. We've been pretty good at throwing the ball around here. We're a top 10 passing team last year. We tried to even things out and balance things out and run the ball a little bit. I was actually happy with how we ran it. We just couldn't convert on third down in the passing game. I mean, it was really weird. Receivers were cutting their routes short. Donovan was not comfortable in the pocket. They had a couple of D linemen that were getting back there and causing some havoc a little bit. You know, we were just off, man. It's not good enough. Like you said, defense was good enough to win. They kept us in the game. They got some critical fourth down stops. They forced some punts and kept us in the game. Special teams was a wash. It was 100% on the offense this week. You know, I mean, we gotta figure some things out and move the ball and score some points. You don't obviously win in this league without being able to do that. So back to the drawing board, man. We'll have a good week of practice and we'll be excited about playing Oklahoma State.
How would you grade Donovan overall this season?
Oh, good. You know, he kid battles, man. I mean, he was the most probably pissed off kid in the whole building yesterday. I mean, it matters to him. It means a lot to him. I mean, he's a coach's kid. He puts a lot on himself. You know, shoot, he ran for almost 100 yards. I mean, the best thing that we did offensively in the first half was him scrambling around, getting first downs, keeping things alive. You know, he made improvements last week with delivering the ball. I think Parker Jenkins ran hard in this game. Mm-hmm. Got out, probably had four or five explosive plays in the running game at 10 to 12 yards of rush. We just didn't get open. Not having Matt Golden hurts, but that's no excuse. The other guys got to step up. We got six or seven other scholarship receivers that need to earn their scholarship. I mean, they got to run the routes that are designed for them to get open, and they got to make plays. You know, everybody's mad because Donovan threw three interceptions. Well, Man Jack got one of them back, but the other two were simply 100% receivers not going for the ball. It bounced off their head. You know, I mean, can't explain it. I mean, Sam Brown's been a he's been an all-conference caliber receiver, you know, and just did, was non-existent. You know, Boogie Johnson was the hero against West Virginia and was non-existent. You know, I've been bragging about Dalton Carnes, who's been a great player for us, great walk-on doing all this and all that, was non-existent. So it is what it is. I mean, we gotta challenge those guys, and we got to step up, and we got to play better.
You talk about that. I mean, it's going to be more than just the wide receivers, but that's a symptom when you have an entire group that just doesn't really show up and doesn't finish routes and the things you talked about there. Where are you with your offensive line and your defensive line in the trenches? What are your thoughts on the play you're getting from both the O-line, D-line?
O-line, they played okay. You know, Cincinnati had a couple of D-line guys that were hard to handle. But, you know, for the most part, I thought they were just fine. You know, our defensive line, the guy that's really standing out more than anybody right now, we got two guys. Nelson Caesar got another sack. He leads the league in sacks. Really happy with how he's performing. He'll go through senior night here this week. And then Jamari Caldwell is a guy that's really been coming on. Number 93, you know, he's 6'1", 320 pounds, and he's up to about 5-6 sacks on the year, but is really starting to come on and impress us. So he's got another year, so excited about him being able to come back. But, you know, I love the fact, Lance, that you're talking about the big guys in the trenches. That's what wins games.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and that's what gave me hope, you know, going into the season that we had some older guys that I think we could hold up. And I do think we're holding up there. And we're battling, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, we got to battle, we got to compete, and you know, that was a competitive game, which is what we're after. I mean, Big 12's hard week in, week out. You got to show up. It's going to have to be a mindset that we're going to have to continue to develop, because that's just the reality here at the University of Houston. It's what we signed up for. We're excited about it. We got another huge challenge here ahead of us. We got two of them here in the next 12 years.
Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, we have not asked you, and I don't want you to speak specifically to Jim Harbaugh, but this is a huge story, and there's historically a lot of cheating going on in college football, and all kinds of cheating going on. How much would knowing the other team's signs help you if you're coaching that team offensively and defensively?
Yeah, it makes a difference, and you can feel it. You know, sometimes more than others. You know, I felt it this past week, to be honest with you. I don't view like picking signals and stealing signals as cheating. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I get irritated in practice if our defense is doing it. Based on the fact that, look, man, you guys see it every day. You know, I mean, it's our job as coaches to kind of hide things. But if you're in like a one-on-one drill and the quarterback flashes a signal and the DB jumps the route because he's seen it a million times and he celebrates, so that irritates me and I yell at him. I'm like, don't do that. That's cheating. That's unfair. Now, in competition, like when you're in a game, it's our job to hide that. You know, so now, so that's going to happen. You know, I mean, people are going to look at TV copies. They're going to try to do everything they can to gain a little bit of an advantage. That's part of the game. Me personally, that's just part of it. It's not cheating. Now, what you can't do, you can't scout. I mean, you can't physically go scout. Like, I can't send somebody over to Rice and film them. And try and then use that information. I mean, that's a common, that's common knowledge. Okay, you can't do that. If you do that, then you need to be fired, and you need to, you know, go do something else. But the day to day stuff, you know, that's just a part of it. Now, we've had a lot of conversations here this week. I felt like we did a poor job of hiding that against Cincinnati, you know, and so we've addressed that. That's why you need to huddle more. You need to change signals more, because it's part of the game, and that part of it's not going away.
What do the pictures mean? When we see the four, the graph, the quadrants, the four quadrants of a picture, a hamburger, Mr. Rogers, stuff like that. How does that – well, I don't know if you can tell us on the air about that, but typically what does that mean when a team is doing that? They may have two different, you know, banners being held up with those different pictures. What does that typically – like, what does it mean?
Absolutely nothing.
Are you serious?
It's absolutely nothing. I used to do that at West Virginia. It was simply just to find me, you know, and we got pretty creative. We don't do that here. We do other things as far as, you know, putting, you know, covering up signals and signs and stuff like that. We got into that at West Virginia a lot. I put Big Daddy on one of those things at one time. I put Scott Van Pelt on that, which I ended up giving that thing to him as well. Means nothing. It's something to grab the attention of the quarterback or whoever needs to look to the sidelines for the signals to be able to find somebody, and then it covers things up. But as far as looking at those pictures and them actually, like, meaning something, that it's that's not true.
Well, you put Yanni on one time?
I put a big picture of some barbecue at one point when he was there. I just get creative and put Big Cat on there before. I mean, we used to get pretty creative with what we put on there. I actually kind of missed that. I wish we still did it.
That is great. That's Dan Holgorsen right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 every week right here. Oklahoma State Saturday here at TDECU Stadium, and we'll give away tickets. We'll give away some tickets on the other side. So you stay with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and get on out there and support the Cougs. Two games left. You still got bowl aspirations, right, Coach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the goal of every team. You know, I mean, the goal is to try to win the conference championship, which that's going to be our goal, you know, moving forward. And the longer that we're in the Big 12, the more that's going to become a reality. I can promise you that. But if not that, then it's always about bowl eligibility, right? I mean, get to 6-6, get to 7-5, 8-4. I mean, those are your goals. The better you get, the better the bowl game it is, which, you know, the one thing about the Big 12 is their bowl tie-ins are good. So that's important. Oklahoma State's coming in. They're 5-2 in the league. They're in the conference championship race. They're going to come in motivated based on what happened last week. We got a big challenge, but that's what the Big 12 is all about, and we're excited about it.
That's it. That's Dane Holgorsen, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, Chastang Ford, and HR&P right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. There's Dane Holgorsen every week, Tuesday, 8:30, here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.